Hi there, welcome to this week's episode of podcast with me, Russell Davis. This week we're looking at the subject of hope. When things are looking bleak and you're feeling all negative, how do you hold on to that feeling of hope? How do you stay positive? And do you really need to? Actually, is hope a really good thing? Well, let's dive in and find out. Remember to subscribe so you can get weekly updates of the podcast. And if you like the podcast, please do rate it. It helps other people find the podcast and share the love. Loving you. Hope. Surely hope's a good thing. And I guess it's what we mean by hope. And I looked up the meaning of hope and it says expectation or desire. Or a person or thing that may help or save someone. That presupposes we need saving. And I'm going to unpack that a little bit more. Another meaning that came across in the dictionary was grounds for believing something good will happen. Yeah, and it's nice to have positive thoughts about the future, but it's about recognizing nothing can predict the future. It is still thought. And I've never said this before, but I'm going to say it anyway. I have a real issue with this kind of baby dust idea, you know, wishing you baby dust or sending you baby dust. And for me, that really is, there's a number of things we can unpack, and I'm going to do a whole session on that. But one of the things is this kind of idea that there's something out there you need to be okay. The idea of just giving you a sense of hope. And often this hope, idea of hope is actually based upon fear. The fear of not getting the thing we're hoping to get. The fear of not being as happy as we imagine being with it, as we imagine being without it. It's often really based upon fear. Fear of not being okay. Fear of not getting that person or that thing that may help or save someone. And I think if we feel hopeful, that's okay. Naturally, we can feel hopeful. It can be an innate positive feeling can come through us. That's okay. We cannot control our state. They're not good or they're not bad. They just are. They just are. But sometimes we are, I think, often trying to find hope or hold on to hope because we're scared of feeling the fear. But just like positive emotions can move through us, we call them negative, and we just judge things as negative, but we label as negative emotions move through us. If we allow any emotion to move through us unimpeded, without any meaning attached to it, we come back to our innate state, which is, I'm okay. I'm okay. And we don't spend 24 hours a day in that state of just, I'm okay. Because that's impossible, but also life be quite boring because getting excited about something, that's what I call going outside in, that's future thinking. But we have these positive experiences of getting excited or this innate natural hope, we have nothing attached to it. We just feel it and it moves on. So sometimes hope, I think, is we're trying to hold on to hope out of fear. What's underneath it is actually a fear. A fear of not getting the thing we think we need. For me, that's like a false hope or toxic hope. An innate hope just comes through in naturally. We feel it in the moment. We have nothing attached to it and it moves on. And I had a client going through, about to start IVF, and she said she didn't feel really positive and she didn't feel really fearful. She just felt neutral. You know, was that okay? Surely she should feel really positive and say, no, that's for me, that's even more grounding for me, is that neutral feeling. Just being open to possibility, knowing you're going to be okay, whatever happens. I mean, that's a grounding feeling. And that feeling, you know what you want. You know it's okay to take action to move towards that, making that a reality. But there's no fear of not getting it. We don't need the fear or anger to motivate us. We have this quiet little voice within that knows what we want. And coming from that place of neutrality, it's almost a sense of being complete in the moment. You can't see my hands, but I often demonstrate this to a client where you go, oh, I hold my hands, two hands in front of me. On one hand, we have this goal, this aspiration, this desire. On the other hand, it's knowing we're complete in this moment. We came into this world needing nothing to be okay, from food and shelter. Psychologically, we need nothing to be okay. And it's having both. If we don't have that sense of knowing we're okay in this moment, then we pin our okayness, our security, our survival, our happiness, our lovability in these external things. And maybe it's been career, maybe it's been relationships, maybe it's been success, maybe it's been money, and now maybe it's a baby. I know that was true for me. But we have both. There's a creative energy between the two, between knowing we're complete in this moment and having this desire. And that creative energy means we're more likely to fulfill that desire, bring it into reality with far greater ease and well-being, without needing hope. So it's having those desires but holding them lightly. So there's always a deeper structure behind these words we use. And it's that deeper structure, it's our motivation, it's our why that shapes our experience, our life in so many ways. It's why we think we need hope. I once worked actually with a football manager. Had a very successful playing career as a striker, scored lots of goals. It was riddled with anxiety. And we unpacked that, he had a deep fear of not being good enough, of people judging him. And he'd go into every match with a real weight on his shoulders, a real dread, hoping that they're going to win, hoping he's going to be okay. And he found it really hard to hold on to hope. And I tried to help him see that actually. He was being motivated by fear. But he thought he needed that. He thought he needed that drive, that striving, that fear to motivate him to do the things he does, to succeed, to be successful. He said, without that, why would I show up? But I helped him see beyond that. That within him, in this place of okayness, this place of completeness, actually is his innate passion. He loves being a manager because he likes seeing the team come together. He likes seeing the lads really playing well and being as a unit, being a team, supporting each other, nurturing each other. He likes them to see them being their best as individuals and as a unit. Then he had these insights. Actually, sometimes they can lose a game and he's still ecstatic. He's really happy of how they played. Sometimes they can win and he can still be angry and frustrated. It's not about the result. He really thought it was. Because it's not something deep within that. Your soul knows what you want. There's a quiet little voice within. And often fear contaminates our experience of bringing those things into reality. And I look back in my career, my fear of what people judged me, fear of being, fear of what people thought about me, meant I was a people pleaser. I was a yes man. And I didn't really identify what I wanted in my career and make those moves to make that happen. My fear of not being good enough meant I pushed and pushed and pushed and worked hard and worked extra hours, probably unnecessarily. I cared too much. And when I began to do my own journey, I began to care less. And actually my performance went up. Because I had a greater sense of well-being, a sense of, I guess, sense of my who I am and confidence, and I could hold my own more in debates. I wasn't scared what people thought of me, which meant I think I made a bigger impact, a positive impact. So, almost I think maybe fear is the opposite of hope. So that's why fear is behind hope. I think what the opposite of hope is acceptance. Maybe the opposite of fear is acceptance. Accepting you're okay in this moment. Accepting you're complete in this moment, you're loved in this moment, you've got nothing to prove in this moment. Doesn't mean you don't want something different, doesn't mean you don't want to have a baby. It's about knowing in this moment, at this precise moment in time, you have everything you need to be okay. You have enough food in the fridge, enough money in the bank, people that love you. You're safe, you're complete, you're loved. You have everything you need in this moment to be okay. And I've shared this before, I'll share it again. You can explore whether you really have that sense of acceptance by saying out loud and being brutally honest with yourself what your internal response is to this phrase. I accept myself as I am today. I accept myself as I am today. And then listen to your internal response. Do you really believe that? Is that true for you? Because you're this amazing soul that came into the world complete. Yeah, and sometimes we get contaminated by other people's thoughts, their beliefs, our parents, education system, society, that point us in the wrong place for a sense of well-being and security and happiness. You are complete. You are worthy. There's nothing to prove to anyone in this world. You're loved and lovable for who you are. You're complete in this moment. Loving you.